Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we're so happy to be with you today. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead, grab your Bibles, your pen and paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord today. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, we ask that you will have mercy upon us. And, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we pray, God, that you will search our heart and anything in our heart that you're not pleased with, anything that's not right, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will wash us and purge us, oh God, clean us up on the inside and on the outside. We are calling on you today, Lord God, and we are inviting you to stop by for just a little while, Lord, because we're down here and we're weak in the flesh. My God, we need strength and we need power. We need you to help us, oh God, because we are battling against the enemy, Lord, and we know that the battle belongs to you, my God, and we ask that you would take up the battle and fight for us, Lord. We are calling on you for help today, Lord. We are asking you to send your anointing. Oh, God, send forth your word. Speak to us and minister to our hearts. We're down here waiting on you, oh, Lord, and we need you right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, we are praying for the sick, Lord Jesus, and we are asking for healing and for restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you to protect us. We are down here, Lord God, and at times the enemy is attacking us on every side, and we need your protection all around us. We need you to preserve us, oh, Lord. We need you to see us through, my God. We need you to take us by the hand and walk by our side, step by step, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray right now that you will make your holy visitation and stop by the hospitals. Oh, Lord, lay your hand on the sick today and raise them up off the sick bed, my God. Give them a testimony that they may tell how good you are and that you are a healer for the body and the soul. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for comfort and for consolation for the bereaved families, Lord. There are so many that have lost family members and those who are close to them and mean so much to them. My God, I pray right now that you will please help them through this difficult time, Lord Jesus. Bring them comfort, oh God, and wrap your arms around them, Lord Jesus. Keep the families together. Don't let them shatter and be spread abroad, Lord, but help them to come together and uphold one another. Oh, Lord, any family members who are not saved, we pray, God, that you will save their souls, that you will have mercy. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy today in the name of Jesus. Remember the backslider, Lord, and help them to return unto you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. There may be someone listening right now desiring to return unto you, Lord, and we are asking you to give them that breakthrough, oh God. Help them to make it back before it's too late in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. We are praying, Lord God, that you will please send your power, Lord. Manifest yourself in the midst of your people, in the midst of the heathen. Let everyone know, God, that you are the only true and living God, and there's none else beside you. Lord, we know that you have the power to do everything, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. There's nothing impossible. And we're asking you, Lord God, to even strengthen us the more and expand our ministry, Lord. Help us to reach more souls. Help us to reach those who don't know you, Lord. Those out there feeling like there is no hope. Help us, oh God, to reach them and to minister to them and let them know that because you are alive, there is hope. And we believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And we ask you to remember those on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, oh God, with the blessing that each is standing in need of. We believe it today, and we count it done, and we give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing while we're praying this prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for those things that you're about to do, those thoughts that you have for your people, God, to do unto us. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. We praise your name and we lift you up. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor, for all the glory and honor belongs to you. And we thank you for this prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer, that you will bless during this broadcast everyone who's listening. Let a special blessing come upon them today. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. The broadcast is now back into the hands of the host, Evangelist Khadijah Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming from Pastor Sheila Hameen. She is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor, and our Northern District Overseer and the late Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our Southern District Overseer. And on today's show with me right now, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And we usually have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and she'll probably be on a little later, but she's from our headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey. We thank God for her. And amen. Right now, we're going to read our opening scriptures taken from the 20th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 20th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Lord, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 20th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And just want to thank you all so much again for tuning in. And we'd like to let you know, if you would like a copy of this afternoon's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title 1, School, and 1 is O-N-E. You can go on your phone to that website. And if you want to listen to various radio broadcast in the past, like while you're traveling or on your way to work or on your way home, you can definitely listen in your car. Or if you are at home and you just want to listen online, you can definitely able to do that as well. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And 100 is 100. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title 1, School. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, namely the bereaved Gatewood family, for more Nixon family. We want to continue to pray for Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, and the bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, the bereaved Diggs family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Antonio, Judea Hameen, Erica Hameen, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, the individuals affected by the tornadoes in Kentucky, and all those who are affected by COVID, and anyone who is currently requesting prayer. And if you are looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The phone number is 602-580-937, and the access code is 567 2574, and she preaches regarding that hope. So if you're looking for hope, especially around this time, the holidays, people are experiencing various losses and memories, this is a very good station to tune into during the week to get a little extra hope. And also on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. And the phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type in Elder Barry Johnson, and you can pull him up. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. He also has some new stations, and I'll get those as well. Minister Emmanuel Hoeks teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And I know 9 o'clock, but 9 o'clock is every single night. And sometimes I go to bed pretty early, but you can go on the website to see the older broadcasts that have gone forth on the show. So if you miss it, if you're an early bird like me and you miss it at night, you can tune in the morning and pull it up on your phone or on the website. If you would like me to list new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you are feeling bold or if you're feeling a little fearful, you can give us a call on our guest line. You can call and get prayer. You can call and if you have encouraging words you like to say, if you're clergy, you like to have remarks after the word, or if you have a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to share, or a testimony you would like to give, our phone number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service, 6 o'clock p.m., via teleconference, where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And those are all the announcements that I have. Thank you all so much for tuning in during this holiday season on this, on this Christmas weekend. Amen. And I believe I heard Evangelist Maybell come in.
I didn't hear.
And, okay. Maybe that was an echo. Forgive me. So at this time, what we're going to do, we're going to change into to the Word of God. And so if you have your Bibles, go ahead and get them ready. If you don't, go and get it. Pen and paper, like I said. And get yourself prepared for the Word of God. Open up your hearts. Open up your minds. If you're doing something that's taking your mind off of the Word of God, stop it and listen in, tune in, and prepare to hear from the Lord. If you've been looking for an answer, you know, He's ready to give it. He's always here for you. If you're feeling a little sad, if you need a little hope, need a little inspiration, I invite you to listen to the Word of God. Go ahead and call somebody up if you want to. Text somebody. Call somebody and tell them, listen to the Word of God, because it's about to come forth. And we're going to turn the broadcast now into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen, that she may bring forth the Word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for Evangelist Khadija, and thank you for that introduction. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture and everything that's been said and done thus far. Truly, we thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon, for taking the time out to join us for this time, and we are very appreciative. Amen. I know that a lot of people have been quite busy leading up to this particular weekend, and there are many things going on during this time, and it's just time to settle down and just listen to the Word of God and hear what the Lord has for us on today. Praise the Lord. And I know that sometimes we, as ministers, we are preaching the Word, but a lot of times that message that comes forth is actually for the preacher. Amen. And not all the time is it particularly directed to anyone specifically, but God does have a target. God's word will always reach its target. Amen. Whether it be the preacher who's preaching it, whether it be you, or whether it be someone else. God's word will not return to him void. Praise the Lord. So
amen.
I'm asking that you will pray along with me as we prepare to go to the Word of God, and let us bow our heads for just a brief moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come before you. Lord, we are seeking that you will minister to us through your word. Oh Lord Jesus, we ask God that you will bless abundantly and let your Holy Spirit be made manifest through the word of God. For, Lord, your word is true, and the Spirit of truth is leading us into all truth. And we thank you. We praise your holy name. We ask that you will have your way and let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the book of St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1, and I'll be doing some reading of the scriptures. And I know sometimes we get a little excited and we rear back, amen, praise the Lord, but then there are those times when we are just reading the Word of God, and the Word of God is coming forth, praise the Lord, and it's ministering to us. Whichever way God leads to bring forth the word, that's the way I seek to go. Amen. So we'll start with St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And his taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a word shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for my granddaughter. She heard the word reading. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the reading of the word of God. We just thank God for his precious word, because the word of God is so filled, as I often say, it's filled with all the nutrients and everything that we need, both spiritually and naturally. Praise the Lord. And if I were to use a title for this message on this afternoon, it would be God's Plan of Salvation. And the theme is, make room in your heart for Jesus. Praise the Lord. God's plan of salvation, it started even before the world was made. Glory to God. God had a plan of salvation for all of us. And I know that many of us have received various gifts this weekend and probably received some all month long. But have you considered making room in your heart to receive Jesus, who is the gift of salvation that God has given to the world? Praise the Lord. And I know a lot of people were expecting a lot of different things. They had their wish list. They had things written out that they wanted, but did you include Jesus as one of your gifts? Amen. Praise the Lord. And let's go to the word and just elaborate on the scriptures. And we think about how the Lord, he does things in a deliberate and intentional way. God had already sent forth prophecy that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Even though the parents did not reside in Bethlehem when Jesus was conceived, God sent an angel to Mary and revealed to her who Jesus would, what his name would be, and that she would be overpowered by the Holy Ghost, and she would conceive a child, hallelujah, who would be holy, amen. He let her know ahead of time what to expect, because she was the one that God chose to send forth Jesus into the world. Praise the Lord. So she knew that his name would be called Jesus. Amen. She knew that on the eighth day, as it was their custom, to circumcise the male child and to also give them the name. So on the day of circumcision, he was called Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so there was a taxing that came about, and it was Caesar Augustus who sent out this decree to tax the world. And during this time, it was Cyrenius who was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to be taxed in his own city. Whatever lineage you were of, that's the city that you were to report to be taxed. So at the time, Mary was great with child. It was time for Jesus to be delivered. They had to make that journey to Bethlehem to prepare to be taxed. Praise the Lord. But when they got there and they wanted somewhere to lodge, there was no room for them in the inn. And Mary was almost due for delivering the child she was carrying. And so they found a place in the inn, lodged there. And thinking about where they were actually where the animals were kept, in a stable, and it was a lowly place. And Jesus was born in that place, and he was laid in a manger. Praise the Lord. And God sent forth his angels to make the announcement of the birth of Jesus, of his arrival into the world, because this was great and spectacular. It was prophesied, and it had come to pass. Praise the Lord, even as God had prophesied it through his prophets. Amen. And the angel of the Lord came upon the shepherds who were abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. When the angel came upon them, the glory of the Lord began to shine round about them, and this frightened the shepherds. Praise the Lord. And the angel began to comfort them and let them know, fear not, for behold, in other words, take notice. Amen. I bring you good tidings of great joy. This is a joyous occasion.
Yes,
this is
yes,
something
Lord.
To rejoice about, to be happy about, and not just to you, but this is to all people. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And one thing about God, he does things in a great and a mighty way, and yet so humble, how that he appeared to shepherds who were pretty much on a low scale and not particularly looked upon as having a high status, but they were just shepherds watching their flocks. Glory be to God. But this was significant in that the Lord sent the angels to the shepherds. The shepherds of all people were very meek and lowly and knew how to care for sheep, knew how to take care of them and protect them. Praise be to God, because even Jesus is our shepherd, and we don't have to want for anything. Praise be to God. So then the angel went on to explain to the shepherd the child that was born that day in the city of David was the Savior of the world, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. And this shall be a sign unto you, and letting them know what to look for, what to expect. This is the sign. He said that the child would be wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And suddenly, while the angel was giving them this message and explaining these things to them, a multitude of the heavenly host was praising God, and they were all saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, because a Savior had been born that night. Oh, praise God. And Jesus had come on the scene, and this was the greatest gift at the birth of Jesus Christ. The greatest gift to the world was God's plan of salvation. God made a way for us to have eternal life. God sent Jesus, a special gift. Hallelujah, his only begotten son. The one, hallelujah, that was only, the only one worthy to sacrifice and to die for the sins of the world. Jesus came so meek and so humble. Amen. He wasn't born in a castle. Oh, glory be to God. He wasn't born in the king's house, but he was born in a stable, and he was placed in a manger for a bed. He didn't have a bassinet or special crib. Amen. But he was feeding trough that they fed the animals out of, a manger. Glory be to God. And he was there to sleep. Amen. So meek and so lowly. Glory to God. Will you make room for Jesus in your heart? Is there any place in your heart for Jesus to come in? Glory, hallelujah. God's plan of salvation is so great toward men. And so the shepherds, when they saw this heavenly host just praising God and lifting up the Lord, amen, they were giving God glory. And these are the words they were saying, glory to God in the highest. And we ought to take the time out to give God the glory and to lift him up, because he has done marvelous things. He has done great things in our midst. Amen. It came to pass as the angels were gone away from them in the heaven. These angels came all the way down, behold them, and see them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, God, he began to just manifest himself and his great power. Oh, praise be to my God. I just I just try to think back and try to envision what that looks like. A multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. And I tell you, if I could just behold something like that and go forth in the praises with them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I can only imagine what that would be like. And so the shepherds, they were able to see how the Lord God appeared unto them. And so after the angels had gone back into heaven, the shepherds didn't sit around and just wonder about anything, but they took that message seriously. And they made up their mind that they were going to go right then and there and see the thing which had come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto them. They knew it was the Lord making it known to them, revealing to them the salvation of God, God's plan of salvation. And so they went and they found Mary, but the description of how they went, it wasn't just nonchalantly or, you know, doubtfully, but they went in haste. They had gotten in a hurry to find Mary, Joseph, and the baby, and they found them. Amen. Praise God. There was a star above where Jesus was, and it led them directly to the Lord. When they had seen it, they made it known abroad. They didn't just keep it to themselves, but they made it known abroad. They told it everywhere. Somebody sang a song saying, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Wherever you can go and tell that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. The shepherds went abroad and they began to tell people that Jesus, the Savior, the Christ, that heard it. They wondered at those things. They were wondering what's going on. What are these shepherds talking about? But, you know, Mary, she began to keep these things. She pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, and they were glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard. As it was told to them, the ways that the angels described it to them, they were praising God. They were happy. They were rejoicing. They were glorifying God in the manner that the heavenly host had appeared to them and giving God glory, giving God praise. Because it's so much to praise God for just to think on how he sent Jesus, his only begotten son, the greatest gift of anyone, the most precious gift of anyone, his only begotten son. Oh, praise the Lord. And when the time came for Jesus to be taken to the temple, to the law of Moses, there was a man there named Simeon. Simeon had been a man of faith waiting for the consolation of Israel. He knew what God had promised. Praise the Lord. And he was waiting patiently on God. And so it was that when Jesus was born, the Holy Ghost directed him to go to the temple. The scriptures read that the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost had revealed to him that he would not see death. Meaning he was going to remain alive in the flesh. He was not going to die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So the Holy Ghost began to lead him to the temple when the parents would bring Jesus in, hallelujah, after the custom of the law. And then Simeon took Jesus in his arms Oh, glory be to God. He held the baby in his arms and he began to bless God. Hallelujah. He said to the Lord, now, let it thou thy servant depart in peace. He waited on the promise of God. And God fulfilled that promise. He could tangibly touch and feel and see with his eyes the salvation of God, the salvation of the world. He was holding Jesus in his arms. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. One thing about God, when he makes a promise, he surely will keep that promise. And so Simeon, he had peace in his heart. Amen. He had seen the Lord Christ, and he was ready to depart in peace, to leave the world, and amen, and go on into the hereafter, because his eyes had seen the salvation of God. Amen. And he described that this salvation was prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Describing Jesus in this manner. And Joseph and Mary began to marvel at those things which they heard Simeon speak. Simeon also blessed Mary and Joseph. He began to bless them, and he told Mary what Jesus would do and all these things about Jesus. He explained that this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. And so that might not have been an easy thing to hear, but also for a sign which shall be spoken against. To hear something like that about your child is not easy, praise the Lord. But he also explained to her that a sword was going to pierce through her own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Sometimes when we hear the word of God, it may come as very hard and sharp. Oh, praise the Lord. But the Bible lets us know that the word of God is quick and powerful. Amen. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is right. And sometimes we know that the truth, it hurts. But according to Jesus, it'll make us free. He said that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And all this time, people have been making room for many things, and maybe trying to further their career. They're trying to gain things down here, but have you made room in your heart for Jesus? Praise God. The gift that God is offering to the whole world, and it doesn't cost us anything. This is a gift from God. And a gift is something that you receive without deserving it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, some people, they might give you something and they might want to take it back. But with God, when he gives us, he gives freely. And he wants us to have his plan of salvation in our lives. He wants to turn our whole lives around. God wants to come in and make a change in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. And whatever it is that you are storing up in your heart, you need to take inventory and make sure that Jesus is stored up in your heart. Praise the Lord. And everything else that is not going to be beneficial for your soul, you can toss it out. Amen. You can release it and let it go. But make sure that Jesus in your heart, make sure that you have accepted him as your personal Savior. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Time is shorter now than it ever was before. We don't have all the time that we really think we have. Even though God has delayed the coming of Jesus, praise the Lord, it doesn't mean that he's not soon to come. And sometimes we think we have more time than we really do, and we're making preparations, and we're planning this, and we're planning that. But whatever you're planning in your life, make sure Jesus is at the top of the list. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cannot afford to be found without the Lord. We can't afford to just sit around and waste time, praise the Lord, but we need to be getting about our Father's business and ministering according to the will of God and doing all that God has commanded us to do. Praise the Lord, because he has revealed his plan of salvation to every one of us. The Lord has made it known to us as he did with the shepherds, and the shepherds went forth and they were ministering. They were preaching that word, in other words, proclaiming the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we hear the word from the Lord, we ought to get in a hurry and make haste and proclaim the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord and bring glad tidings. Amen. Let them know the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Let them know that Jesus loves them. Let somebody know today who doesn't feel they have any hope or they've tried everything. Let them know to try Jesus and that in Jesus there is hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is hope in Jesus. Glory be to the plan of salvation. I thank him because he looked down on a wretch like me. Praise the Lord. He had mercy on my soul. He converted me and sanctified me and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Came into my life, praise the Lord, at a time when I was very young, and I began to think on the goodness of the Lord the other day, and I was reminded of how the Lord had visited me as a young child. Praise be to God. I believe I was around 13 years old when the Lord made a visit to me in a dream. He came to me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in this dream, and I've told it before, but some may not have heard, but I feel that just making known what God can do,
yes.
Praise the Lord, just how God, he visits us. He visited the shepherds, sending the angels, and they saw the angels. They heard the angels. Amen. They witnessed the angels going forth and praising and glorifying God. And in this dream that the Lord appeared to me, I could not see him when I was standing around with my friends. There we were standing around talking, and we were standing underneath a light. And I heard the voice of Jesus. He was calling us. I didn't see him, but I heard his voice. And we really cannot describe what his voice sounds like because The best way I can describe to you what it was like for me, I could hear him inside, not like an audible sound where you could hear somebody talking, but it's like he was inside of my mind and he was calling me and my ears could hear him. I don't know if I'm explaining that quite right, but it wasn't a sound that we could hear from the outside, but it was an inner call, and I could hear him calling us. He wasn't just calling me, but he was calling all of us, me and my friends. But it appeared to me that they couldn't hear him, that I was the only one who could hear him. And I looked at them as if to say, well, don't y'all hear Jesus calling us? And it's like they act like they didn't hear him at all. So I turned and I walked away from my friends to follow that voice, to find where it was coming from. And when I left them, I walked further back toward a fence and a ditch. And on the other side of that ditch, that fence, Jesus was standing there. And so he revealed himself to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. When I saw Jesus, I immediately wanted to be over there with Jesus, but I couldn't see how I was going to get past the fence and the ditch to get over there where he was. And I didn't say it, but it was, I was thinking it, and I was desiring to be with Jesus. And I was just a young girl, the Lord. But when I was sitting there wondering how I was going to get over there where Jesus was, the next thing I saw in my dream was that I was on the other side of the ditch and the fence, and I was in the arms of Jesus. He had wrapped his arms around me. And then I woke up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I get emotional every time I think about how the Lord revealed himself to me. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe from that time forth, the Lord wanted me to do a special work for him. He called me to do this work for him. And here I am, reaching out to you to let you know how real God is, to let you know about God's plan of salvation for your life. And sometimes God is calling us, but we can't hear him. He's speaking to us, but we can't hear him. Just like my friend, I could hear him, but they couldn't hear him. He was calling them too. Oh, glory to God. But they just could not hear his voice. Oh, praise be to God. And that's the way some people are today. The Lord is calling them right now, and they just can't hear his voice. But the Lord will give you an ear to hear. God will cause you to hear his voice. Praise the Lord. If you're willing to make room for Jesus today, I extend to you an invitation to accept prayer, to ask the Lord to forgive you and to turn away from your sins. Be godly sorry, so much so that you never want to do anything wrong again. You never want to sin against God anymore. Hallelujah. God will have mercy upon you, and he will bless you. He will save you from your sins. Amen. He will truly deliver your soul. And I'm a witness that God will do it for you. He did it for me and so many others, and he can do the same thing for you. If you're sick in your body, I extend to you the invitation to accept prayer and believe God for your healing. Praise the Lord. If there is anyone who has a special request or a prayer request or desire from the Lord, I extend to you the invitation to accept prayer. And we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. And those of you who are ready to accept Jesus as your personal Savior right now in your heart, repent and be sorry for the wrong you've done. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to take away your sins and to have mercy upon you, and he will surely bless you today. And we believe God together. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask that you will look upon those who are ready to accept you as their personal Savior. And we ask that you forgive them and take away their sin in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are calling on you to stop by for just a little while and have mercy, Lord. Blot out transgressions and wash away iniquity in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of those who are on the prayer list, praying, God, that you will grant them their prayer request in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you will incline your ear and that you will hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, stop by for just a little while in the name of Jesus and heal that one who is sick in their body. Oh, God, make them whole right now. If they committed any sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, blessed Savior, and raise them up. Oh, my God, and give them a testimony in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we're down here waiting on you. And we're coming to you, Lord God, on behalf of all of those who have a special prayer request, who are waiting patiently for a mighty move of God, for a breakthrough. We're praying, God, touching and agreeing. Lord, we come to you in faith, asking, Lord, that you will please grant it unto them and let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy today, Lord God, on the souls of men. Remember those, oh God, who are lost out there in the world of sin. We are praying for them, Lord, that you will save them. Oh, my God, have mercy right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord, to receive your word. Help us, oh, God, to make room in our hearts for you to fill it, Lord Jesus. Please help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to obey your commandments in the name of Jesus. We can't do anything without you, Lord, and we need you to strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Oh, Lord, make us all over. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord God, cause us to walk upright before you and to speak the truth in our hearts. Rebuke and bind every evil work. Destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. My God, break every chain, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing right now, Lord. Loose the shackles in the name of Jesus. Lord God, make your people free. Oh, blessed faith. We know you're able to do all things, Lord. You have the power. And if you just speak the word right now, it shall be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, set your will. Help us, oh God, to commit our way unto you. Help us, Lord, to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow after you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you, oh God, for being so good to us. We thank you for how you've already blessed us so greatly and so many times. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power, for making us whole and giving us our health and our strength. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, in advance for the sick being healed. We thank you, Lord, for the way being made. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for our miracles and for our breakthrough. We thank you right now, Jesus. Glory to your name. We thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you, oh God, for souls being added to the church, the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we praise you, my God. We magnify you and we lift you up. Now, Lord, we ask that you will look on those on our prayer list, the prayer lists that are written everywhere and all around the world, both near and far. We pray, God, that you will look upon those names that are written and those prayer requests that are next to the names, oh, Lord Jesus. Look down, oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We present these prayer lists before you, and we lift them up in your presence, oh, God, and ask that you will have mercy. Oh, Lord, move in a miraculous way. Move, Lord, on each person who is lifted and those who are acquainted in their families and whoever they are connected to. Let a blessing come upon them and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Let your holy will be done. Oh, Lord, not our will, but let your will be done. Have your eternal way. We ask, God, that you'll continue to bless your people everywhere. Oh, Lord, God, remember your people in a special way. Lord, and help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you'll continue to bless this broadcast and bless all those who are listening today, Lord, with a special blessing. Bless each and every one, oh God, with the blessings that they stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally, financially, emotionally, physically, whatever way they have a need. Bless abundantly. Lord, we believe it and we count it done and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of our host. God bless. Evangelical DJ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've got my nieces and my nephews here, but we thank God for the word of God coming through. Evangelist Hameen, talking about God's plan of salvation and encouraging us to make room in your hearts for Jesus. And she began to explain the way in which Jesus, he began to come forth and how this was a part of God's plan to redeem man back to himself because sin had separated man from God. And God, he began to send the very best that he had, Jesus. And the preacher, she talked about sometimes how we receive gifts and we give gifts to commemorate this joyous time, but the very best gift is the hope of salvation, those good tidings of great joy. And I enjoy the word of God. I enjoy the prayer, the anointing. I thank God also for that testimony. I love it when Amanda Tommy tells that portion of her testimony. Amen. So we thank God for all things. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hubby.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for it, man. Kadisa, and for those beautiful remarks and encouraging remarks. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for all of you and for your prayers and for your support. And we do, again, invite you, whoever is listening, maybe you feel that itch, you feel that desire, that burning desire, to call the guest line and give your testimony or sing a song or give remarks after the word of God or give witness to the word of God, and We invite you to use our guest line. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I get tickled when I hear Evangelist Khadija saying, maybe you're feeling a little bold. Praise the Lord. And maybe somebody might get that urge and feeling bold and want to call in on the guest line. So I'm going to give the number out, and you're certainly welcome to call us on the guest line to be on the broadcast. And it is 978. You can write this down. I'm going to start over. 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946408 pound. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you're certainly welcome to join us on the broadcast if you have something you just feel the Lord is putting on your heart and you would like to say it over the air. Amen. Praise God. But nevertheless, we do thank God for you and for your continued support and for your prayers. We thank God for Evangelist May. I know that she had her dad was here from Virginia, and he was staying with them for a while, so she might be traveling to take him back home. But let's keep her in prayer and also keep her dad in prayer. Amen. And let's keep all the families in our prayers, the bereaved families. Amen. Praise the Lord, because we are going through times that we haven't seen. Amen. But God warned us that we would have these tribulation times so severe that they're worse than ever and ever will be. Praise God. So the Lord has already prepared us to let us know the signs of his coming and of the end of the world. Praise the Lord. But we just thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for all of you and for your patience. And we invite you to join us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. for our live broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. And before we conclude the broadcast, Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything else to add? She might be.
Not at this time, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we just thank the Lord for all things. And at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And don't forget, make room in your heart for Jesus. God bless you.